Hey, how you doing? It's B. San Martin here at the Prescott E-News office with a special live report with owner extraordinaire, chief of his team, Grand Mount Silverbacks. Calvin, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself? Hey, don't let me also forget that we also have editor-in-chief in line. So she will be here joining us doing the questions. Because we were all trying to figure out this whole football league that's happening in Prescott, Arizona. Why don't you go ahead and tell everybody about, you know, what your name is and what your plans are for this coming up event.
I'm Calvin. I'm the owner of the Granite Mountain Silverbacks. It's a semi-pro football team in the AZDFL. And I just want to represent Northern Arizona in this league. We're trying to get guys from Northern Arizona for Northern Arizona, not no guys from Phoenix. No, nothing against anybody from Phoenix. We just want to wrap up here. And yeah, that's about it.
So this, when I was chatting with you when you first started this whole scenario, you were wanting to go ahead and put an elite team together of individuals. Can you elaborate on some of the people that are on your team?
We do have a lot of good weapons. Sully Sullivan, Antar, Roosevelt Ross, some of these guys, I don't even know their last name, but we do have, defensive-wise, we have a lot of weapons defensively. We do have some weapons offensively. We have a lot on our side. We train in this altitude. We play, we run. We go to the grocery store in this altitude. We're having home games here. Other teams cannot play in this altitude. So yeah,
I could barely walk in this altitude, man.
Other teams can't play in this altitude. So our lung capacity and our ability to run them into the ground, we have the MVP for the last past 2-3 years, Roosevelt Ross. And he will run them into the ground.
Yeah. I've known Roosevelt, too, for a while now. And I know that he traveled. He was here locally with a couple things that were going on. But he traveled back east for a little while to go ahead and do a little football out there.
Yeah, he went to go try out for the Buccaneers. And some other team had a combine. He went for the Buccaneers. I know he was going to pay for the Buccaneers because he's from Florida. And he wanted to play for that, but he ended up having a kid, and this girl stayed out up here, so he came back and helping her raise him, and so on.
So, are you looking for players now, or is your team completely filled?
I am willing to take players. Our roster is not filled. Our roster, if it's Prescott Valley, Chino, guys from the Tri-City area, even Cottonwood area, we're most definitely willing to take them. Not so much of people from down in the valley. Sorry.
I can feel what you're trying to do is you're trying to keep the roster, you know, strictly with Northern Arizona players.
Yes.
And I mean, the call right now is to everybody that's out there that has any kind of desire to go ahead and break up the old freaking, pads out. And they want to go ahead and retry some of the things that they wish they have done.
Yeah, just come out and have some fun. Our ultimate goal is to get out there and have some fun. But we really want to get these young guys that's coming in from out of high school that wasn't looked at in college and get them some more looks. Try and get them as many looks. Our objective, the veterans will be there, but the veterans know that they're going to have to take a backseat role in order for these young guys to get the film that they need to get to college. And that's part of the agreement. That's when I talk to all of them, all of the older guys and veterans, even Roosevelt, even he knows that he'll have to take a back seat for some of these young running backs that's not getting a look into college, or didn't get a fair opportunity for college as far as his putting the film and ability and putting him in the right coaches, putting him with the right scouts, getting him in front of the right scouts with his film and him, and letting so they can see what he can do and what he's able to do with the big boys.
Yeah.
Not just high schoolers. He's able to do this with the big boys.
Man, if I was 20 years younger, I would be right there with you.
So do you have an age limit that you're looking for?
No, this guy's on our team is actually 40.
There you go.
41. About to be 40.
But if you're in shape and you go do it, then... Hey, come on, have fun. Come hit somebody.
Yeah, most definitely. So as far as being an athlete, how many games have you been playing since? I mean, just give me a scenario of what your background is on the
whole
football.
How many games have I played?
Yeah. Well, when did you start playing?
We can say years.
Yeah, yeah. When did you start playing?
High school. Okay. 20 years ago, but I don't want nobody to know. high school, about, I'm going to say like 15 years. I played in high school. I wasn't as good as I am now, I'm going to be honest, because my head is, I'm more smarter now. My body is in shape and I'm smarter. I understand what's in shape now. When I was younger, I didn't. I liked the girls. So I played football for the girls. Now I'm playing football for, I think, is more of the right reasons.
That is awesome. So one of the biggest things that is going to be happening is that you're going to have a game here locally in Prescott Valley. When is that? When is the date? I know you don't have the times and stuff like that. We can elaborate later, but what is the who are you playing on what date?
Some of the teams that we are playing are very they are championship teams from both leagues, the AZFL and the AZDFL. And some of these teams are big, like real big. our first game is February 9th. That'll be the first game. Our first game is a home game. It will be played here, Prescott Valley area, Tri-City area.
Nice, nice. So our goal right now is to go ahead and get as many people on board as possible to go ahead and support our local team. Is there something that you would want to go ahead and share with them on how they could go ahead and support you?
They can like and share the page, Granite Mountain Silverbacks. They can like and share. They can come out and watch. They can get a hold of us as far as tickets and so on and so forth like that goes to get some free tickets out there. Like I said, is not about the money at all. Like there is no money. There is no money. All of predominantly our guys, especially coming from out of high school, all play for free. It's not like play to play. Our goal is to get you to college. So you shelling money out and trying to work and to play for a team so you can get to college is just not the ordeal that you these Tri-City area schools is facing is not fair as it is. So to make them have to work to pay to play football and get to college, it's making it unfair, even more so unfair. So the guys that's coming from out of high school, seniors, even if they're 17, if their parents sign off, that want to get in and play is strictly coming from out of my pocket. It's coming from out of our pocket.
So it's not pay to play, and you keep mentioning about getting these kids into college. And do you want to get them into college for their educational purposes or to be able to play football or both?
Both. If they can use college as a step, if they can use football as a stepping stone to get into college, then take it. Take it immediately. Get your doctorates. Do something more and play the game. You know, do something more. You don't have to sit around watching Walking Dead on the weekends or so on and so forth. What made me even start playing again and what made me even get back into it is because someone asked me, like, hey, come play ball. You train every day. Come play ball. And I was like, I don't know. And then I went home, and I'm looking at the clock, and I'm waiting for Walking Dead to come on. And I was like, dude, come on, dude. Like, this can't be life, you know? So, and then I called him. I actually Facebooked him and told him, like, yeah, I'll play. He was like, you sure you're going to play? I'm like, yeah, I'm positive, dude. I'm positive. This episode just sucked, and I'm bored.
This is all based off of a Netflix. It wasn't on Netflix. It was on TV. Walking Dead is over, man. Yeah, that's awesome.
It was just like, dude.
Yeah. You took the last Walking Dead out of you.
So I ended up getting on the field.
Okay, so there's ways for our community to go ahead and help out this certain events or these events. Why don't you elaborate a little bit about how people could get involved as far as businesses, sponsorships, et cetera, et cetera?
We're welcome to donations and sponsorships. I have been talking with some people as far as sponsorships goes. Not many. Which is a huge opportunity for a lot of potential sponsors.
And is there a charge to get into the game?
What do you mean?
Like, for tickets to come and watch? You haven't gotten there yet.
I haven't really gotten there yet. It's okay. Something like, well, if the community is coming out and supporting it out there, I'll just take it out of pocket, just take it out of pocket.
So I know that we were also talking earlier before we got on about the 501c3. Do you want to elaborate a little bit on that one, or you still want to go ahead and chat about that? So if you do have a sponsorship role, is there a way to write this off?
Oh, yeah, it's a way to write this off. I do have a nonprofit tag. It's with One Step Organization. It's actually a shoe drive. They did really well. They was just on the news right before Christmas, getting up to 500 books out to kids and shoes, actually, getting them to kids that's in need and so on and so forth. I can't remember the link to – it was down in the valley, the link to the video. It's a URL. You don't remember.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, come on, man. You know all this stuff. I mean, let me post it right here.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a One Step Organization. It's also on Facebook, Twitter. And it's a pretty good organization.
That's awesome. So, I know that we're going to go ahead and have a steady eyeball on what's going to be happening. How many games were already listed? I don't have I'm utilizing my phone.
Right now we have 10 games listed. I'm attempting, if we can get the community out there to support, I'm attempting to get at least 5 or 6 home games here in Prescott Valley. Getting the community out and supporting us. We do have a home game listed February 9th. That is the home game, one of the home games. We do have a rival team, which is the Warriors. But it's not a rival as in hate. It's a rival as in I love to play you. I just like to play you because they are a very stacked team. And there's no guys extra shoving, pushing around, no... nothing malicious. We just love to play them. It's just fun. One of us is gonna win, but is how big, how bad, and I love getting better. You go to the house and you start dreaming about it. Like, I should have swam here. I should have bull rushed there.
I should have done this. Yeah, I should have done that.
And I love that feeling. That means my head is in it. My heart is in it. I love those feelings. Going home thinking about things that you could have did.
So speaking of these big things, man, how tall are you? What is your weight?
I'm 6'4". 6'4". 286.7.
Right on, man. I've been actually watching your growth in a matter of, you said you've been here for 12 years. I feel like it's been way longer because I've known you for so long. But man, you've done well for yourself. And I'm so looking forward to this whole little thing that's coming up. And I'm glad to be a part of it. I really am. So this is going to be huge. And I really do believe that you'll have something said. And then one of those boys are going to come out and they're going to go ahead and just be a part of something that's bigger than anything. And I mean, don't get me wrong. Anybody that gets out and does something is still bigger than a lot of people that are not doing nothing. Anything. So it makes sense. You know, get off your chair. Stop watching, you know, whatever Netflix thing it is or Hulu thing it is or NBC, ABC, anything that has to do with alphabets. Get off of there.
You got it for a month. You can watch it anytime. You got it for a whole month.
Record that.
Yeah.
Well, and I think it's really awesome that, like, at least one of your players got to go and try out for some of the pro teams, and that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to get them into college so they can get some of their films and then go on to the pros.
Yeah, go on to the next level. Even if they get to the pros or not, just go on to the next level. Football could be your life, and football could be a stepping stone. Things can be a part of your life, or things can be your life. Having a job could be your life, or it could be a part of your life.
Yep.
So you can use football in order to get somewhere else, to get to where you're going, and it keeps you in shape, and it help out. Like, you're giving back. You can go and come back and talk to another kid that's about to give up and be like, dude, I was there. I was about to give up and I decided to get up.
Yeah, you helped me get away from that. That's be the biggest thing that I would love to hear is somebody say, because of you, I did not quit. And I swear, I that's probably the only reason why I do the things that I do now is because of those messages. So you keep on doing what you're doing and it's gonna be a positive thing. I believe it.
I'm excited. I think it's great to have, you know, this level of football in our community, and I think it'll be a lot of fun. So we all need to get out there and watch. We'll post your game times and stuff as soon as, that schedule is all cleaned up. So
thank you. I appreciate it.
That'd be awesome. Thank you for stopping in, and thank you for, once again, the last-minute little interview.
You did catch me off guard.
I do this often, and every time somebody sits in here, I'm like, oh, just come and hang out with me. The next thing you know, we're doing a recording for it. So it works out for the best of us. But anyways, we're going to go ahead and cut this short, and we're going to go ahead and we'll post all the links up on Facebook. So follow that, and then don't forget to come out and check out these video games. Get off those video games and come check out the real game, guys. So he's also looking for some players out there. So if you're a player that is always wanting to go ahead and get involved a little bit more than what you are, come out and check it out.
So thanks so much.
Thank you.